So this week's Parshas Chukas talks about the deaths of Miriam and Aaron. So I thought maybe we'd do something related to a Kaddish. You know, we know the Minig and Klaius, when someone passes away, that Klaius always say Kaddish for that Neshama. So a Jew, a Talmid Chacham, once came to observe the city and told him that he suggested in front of his minion, it wasn't his Kehillah, but he dived in there, and he asked the minion if it's possible, maybe right after davening every day, that they were learning some halachas, and they will learn some one idea of Musar, you know, especially in the Lubavitch shuls. Right now, the Rebbe's Yartzeit last week, they always very matpit to always say the Hayom Yom. So he asked the Kehillah, and the Kehillah was very, very excited about it, be able to start saying Divrei Halacha and Musar. Happened to be, there was one guy, most of the members were very, very happy. Happened to be, there was one guy that was very, very upset about it, but he didn't just keep it to himself. He was groaning loudly out loud, muttering complaints, you know, yawning very, very, in a very offensive and a very chutzpahdik manner. And at the end of the day, what happened was as follows. He was really, you know, he was a Torah, he was a religious Jew, just he couldn't bear a Torah, limud Torah is unbearable to him. You know, the Gemara says it's either sama chayim, or it's a potion of life, or it's sama mavis, it could be a potion of death. So for this person, he couldn't do it. However, what happened to be, the Kaddish after learning the halachas musar every day, he wanted to be the one to be able to say the Kaddish. So now this Talmid Chacham who's giving the shiur asked Rav Zilberstein, if this guy who mamish doesn't love Torah so much, not only love Torah so much, he's mamish so upset about it, and now when he says this Kaddish after the Kaddish after, and we know the words that he says, he's to say Al Yisrael, Al Rabbanon, Al Tamideon, Al Koman, the Oskin, Ba'raisa. He's going to say all on lifting up the tefillahs, perhaps of the rabbis, the students, and all those who study Torah. It's very, it's a shtickle, disrespectful to the Torah because he's someone who doesn't like the Torah. So should he maybe tell these people not to answer amen to this guy's Kaddish? So Zerbisti now told him for several reasons why we'll see what he says. Shachnarach brings down in Hilchus Nidu Yordeya Sim and Shin Lamed Dalet Sif Mem Gimel. Al esrim va'arba dvarim minadin es ha'odam. 24 offenses, a person can be subjected to excommunication, nidui. And what are one of those things? Hamavaz es ha'chacham, someone who embarrasses and mocks the Talmid Chacham. Hamazalza bedavar echem midivrei sofrim, someone who mocks even one the rabbinic law, even one the rabbanon law, right? Ve'in sorach lomar lo midivrei Torah. And of course, even someone who goes without saying, someone who mocks a d'oraisa law, right? Hama'akiv esarama milazus mitzvah, or someone prevents the community from performing a mitzvah. So l'maisa, this guy, he's not only is he being mevaza the community and the shul, he's mevaza one of the mitzvah d'oraisa of learning Torah. The Shulchan Aruch goes on and says v'yesh reshus. That's when he says sivav in Shimon Lamed Aleph. V'yesh reshus lebeizdin. Lahachmir love shelo yamalu bonov. The Beis Din has reshus to be able to not to be able to give his children a mila, bris mila. The shelo yikaver im yamos, and he shouldn't be buried when he dies. He refused to bury him when he dies. And what else? Ulegarish is bonov midivrei habeis a saver. Isha mebeis a knesses, and they even have someone who mocks the rabbanon law, the raisa law, or someone who is excommunicated. They even have a reshus to be able to eject his wife to push out his wife from shul until what? Actually, kabbal Allah adin, until he accepts upon this derabbanan law and this deraisa law that he's so against. So Rav Zilberstein says in our case as well, this Talmid Chacham of the shul, even though he might not be the rav, at the end of the day he could tell his people not the kehillah that he should not answer amen to this kaddish, just as Beis Din can refuse his son a bris milah and expel his children from school. It shows you that even one derabbanan law, you know, even one derais, one little thing, to tremendous bounds. And what happens? And he said that even if the guy is not the rav of the shul, which in this case I'm not sure if it is. It doesn't say here or not. It says the Talmid Chacham. He says that at the end of the day, even if he's not the rav, he can even tell them, Roy Lahakrashul Lanos Akrav. You can tell the other Mispam that they don't have to answer. I mean, Shahre, the Pasuk says in Mishle Chavches, Mesir Ozno Mishmo Torah, Gam Tfiloso Toeva. Someone who turns his ear from hearing Torah, his tfilos are also detested. Someone who can't listen, who can't bear to hear Torah, the Pasuk in Mishle says that his tfilos are not answered. However, Rav Zilberstein does conclude that there are certain times that you should answer in the Kaddish, and certain times you should answer. The two times you should answer by Iskada of Iskadash, right? When we glorify in Kaddish Baruch Hu, then there a person should answer. Yehish me rabba, a person should answer, because that's glorifying a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name. That's honoring the King, a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Melech, Melech, Melechim. But he should not answer to Amen, to Amen, to Al Yisrael, or to Osa Shalom, because at the end of the day, those are just ordinary tefillahs, and those tefillahs have to do with Torah. So at the end of the day, there's certain times where you should not answer, and there's certain times you should answer. Ezer Hashem, we should be Zocha, to never even be in the Shaila, to always be able to be excited by Torah, but to be able to live with the Torah, and Manash be the Torah, should be a Sam HaChaim for all who learn it and live by it. Bez Hashem Yisparach. Shkoyach.